Hey, and thanks for joining with me again for another daily devotion. I'm John Dyer, and today we're going to talk about why all this blood. So today we're going to continue reading Leviticus. We're in Leviticus 16 and 18 together. And our key verse is found in Leviticus 17, verse 11. It says, "For the life of the creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourself on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life." Well, hopefully, as you've been studying Leviticus, that your view of this book has already changed for the better. Now, it's easy for us to lose sight of the focus of this book by getting caught up in thinking it's all about some tedious little details. Well, hopefully, as you've been looking through all of these offerings that we've seen, now there are ways for us giving God the worship he deserves. They were the ways which Jews also offered reverence and respect to God, and they were ways in which Jews could show God their love for him, giving him gifts of the gratitude of their heart. Yet we see that most of his offerings had to do with killing animals, shedding blood, scattering of blood. So why is there so much focus on blood in this book of Leviticus? The answer was found in today's text, Leviticus 17 verse 11. And it's one of the key verses in Leviticus which says, "For the life of the body is in the blood. I have given you the blood on the altar to purify you, to make you right before the Lord." It is the blood given in exchange for a life that makes purification possible. The blood sacrifices were there to remind people that they were sinful, but God wanted them to be as holy as he was. And this was the reason that right in the middle of Leviticus, we find all the laws of cleanliness and purification, all the dietary restrictions to remind us that God is holy. There were also health and hygiene issues involved, whereby God was protecting the Israelites, which is rather amazing when you think that healthy living given here were given far before science ever discovered them. But ultimately, they show the need to be pure. And the blood reminds us that sin is costly. As we look at Leviticus into the sacrifices, we see that it costs the Israelites something whenever they sinned. Imagine if I or you replied the same system today. Imagine that every Sunday morning, as we went into church, that we had to pay the fines for the sins we'd done this past week. £10 for each time we cursed, £50 for each time we lusted, £100 for each time that we acted proudly. It would probably do a great deal to help us overcome our struggles of sin. Well, it may sound extreme, but remember Jesus' teaching was in Matthew 18 verse 8. "If your hand or foot cause you to sin, cut it off, throw it away, for it's better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands and two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire." So we must never forget that sin is very costly in our life. It brings great damage to us personally. It separates us from fellowship with our God, with our Heavenly Father. And it costs the life of our Lord Jesus Christ to restore it. The blood is a reminder that salvation comes only through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9 tells us the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And that without the shedding of blood, then there is no forgiveness of sin. The blood of Christ was necessary then for our salvation. So why all this blood? Well, to teach us that our Lord, our God, loves us and he reconciled himself with us through his blood. Well, let's pray. Oh, Father, I just thank you so much again for the way which you reconciled us back to yourself. Lord, help us to overcome our modern-day difficulties with this understanding of sacrifices, of blood sacrifices, with animals and so on. But Father, we just want you to help us to reflect on your love for us today. Father, help us to realize how even through all this you're teaching us that sin is so costly, that it costs dearly, but you paid that price. That Christ paid the biggest price on the cross, that we would experience salvation that only comes from you. So Lord, help us to take sin more seriously in our lives, to realize its cost, and to stop trying to cover it up with anything we can achieve, but to thank you, Lord, for Christ's sacrifice, which restores us to yourself. So help us to serve you today. In Jesus' name, amen.